Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you. You may be seated. Thank you. Thank you. Hallelujah. Emmanuel. If God be with us. What else again? Thank you, thank you, thank you. Viewers all over the world, thank you for your time. What else? If God be with us, what else? Thank you. Hallelujah. So we started differently today. The sick one, glory be to God, they are healed, and many of them are back inside the church, and it is time to hear the word of God. Hallelujah. Last meeting we had a message, and we shall continue where we stopped. Hallelujah. And today, because of the people that were healed, and I know many of them need to maintain their miracle. They say maintainer is salvation. Salvation is what? So this will now take me to the word. We are converted by the word. Tell your neighbor. I can't hear you. We are converted by the word. I can't hear you. Again? We are converted by the word. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. This conversion is not the one way often people say. Not in the book, not the word in the book, not the word in the written pages when we talk of conversion. This conversion can come from no other than what? The word. This conversion can come from no other source than what? I can't hear you. So this conversion we are talking about can come from no other source than the word of God. Not in the book. The word we are talking about, I mean the word we are talking about, not in the book, not in the written page. Not what? Not in the book. Not in the written page, but in the lips of the believer. Are you with me? Not in the what? Not in the book, not in the written page, but in the lips of what? In the lips of the believer. This conversion can come from no other source than the written word, the living word. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Are you there? Hallelujah. Amen. So the conversion we are talking about is not in the book. Like you open the book, you read. Why? When you read, you have to allow the Spirit of God to, you examine everything in the light of God's word. Not in the book, not in the written page, but in the lips of the believer. In the what? I can't hear you. In the lips of the believer. Hallelujah. We are converted by the word. In the lips of the believer. The word in the lips of the believer. Not in the book. Not in the written page. Take note of that. Not in the written page. It is not our preaching. It is not our logic. Not our logic, not our preaching. The word living in us gets into our blood to gain supremacy over us. Are you there? The word living in us gets into our blood to gain supremacy over us. That is the word of God for you. It is the word on lips of believer that counts. The word on the lips of what? Of who? Of believers that account. The word we are talking about takes the place of the unseen Christ. The word takes the place of the unseen Christ. Meditation in the word is a visit with him. The word become a part of one by meditation. It become what? It become a part of you by meditation. But you cannot have that meditation if the word is not living in you, gets into your blood to gain supremacy over you. It's not just to commit it into memory, and begin to meditate it. No. Because meditation brings revelation. Let me take you to the book of let's go to the book of 1 John. 1 John, are you there? 1 John chapter 3. Behold, 1 John chapter 3, I will take verse 1 and I will go to the proof text. Behold, what manner of love the Father has bestowed on us, that we should be called children of God. Therefore the world does not know us, because it did not know him. That is, because you are a child of God, you are in the world, but you are not part of them. That is what the text is saying here. Love, now we are children of God, and it has not yet been revealed what shall we be. But we know that when it's revealed, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he sees us. So let's go to that proof text, chapter 10. In this, the children of God and the children of the devil are manifest. Whoever does not practice righteousness is not of God. That is, whoever does not practice righteousness is not of God. Nor is he who does not love his brother. Hallelujah. So, like I have said, the where takes the place of the unseen Christ. The where takes the place of the unseen Christ. That is the word for you. If you take a place of the unseen Christ, now meditation in the word is a visit with him. To the part of the word become a part of you by meditation. By meditation, it becomes a part of you. You cannot bring Jesus Christ, on the scene without the living word. Without the word living in you and grow in you and get into your blood to gain supremacy over you. Are you with me? You cannot bring Jesus Christ on the scene. Let's say, in the name of Jesus, be healed, and you are expecting Jesus to be there. If you don't want to say a word alone, but you want the Father, who is being life into the word, to be there with you, the word must live in you, get into your blood, gain supremacy over you. Say, in Jesus' name, amen. Be he in Jesus. Anybody can say that. But not anyone can bring Jesus on the scene. If I'm talking to you, let me see your hand. Anybody can say what? Anybody can say be healed. Anybody can say be delivered. You don't need last sense to say that. And it is not a crime again. Anybody can buy a Bible. Anybody can say be healed, be delivered. Anybody can preach. Anybody can teach the word. Anybody can preach the word. Even if you are not a believer, if you are not a Christian, you can preach, you can teach the word. You can study the word if you are not a believer. But you cannot act on it, upon it. So, now, what we are saying now, anybody can say, be healed. Anybody can say, be delivered. Anybody can say, in Jesus' name. But not everyone can bring Jesus on the scene instantly. To bring Jesus on the scene, the word must live in you. The living word must live in you, grow in you, and get into your blood to gain supremacy over you. You cannot bring Jesus on the scene without the living word. Without the word living in you and get into blood to gain supremacy over you. Tell your neighbor, you cannot bring Jesus on the scene. You cannot bring Jesus on the scene without the where living in you get into your blood to gain supremacy over you. Now, what are we saying here? It is the way that has taught us the value of the name. This is what we are saying. It is the way that has taught us the value of the name Jesus, the authority of the name Jesus, our legal rights to use the name Jesus. It is the way that has taught us. I take again. It is the way, what I'm saying here, that to bring Jesus on the scene, the way must live in you and get into your blood to gain supremacy over you. Because it is the word, the living word, that has taught us the value of the name, the authority of the name, our legal rights to use the name Jesus. It is the word that has taught us. Let's quickly look at the book of Colossians. Colossians 3 verse 10. And have put on the new man who is renewed in knowledge according to the image of him who created him. According to the image of him, look at it. Have put on the new man who is renewed in knowledge according to the image of him who created him. Remember the title of our message, we are converted by the word. Now, in that book of Colossians 3 verse 10, what is it saying here? That the mind is renewed by studying the word and by acting upon it. The mind is renewed by studying the word and by acting upon it. One may study for years the Bible. One may study for years. If he does not act it, live it, is not a doer, and the mind is not renewed. Are you with me? One may study for years. If he does not act it, live it, is not a doer, the mind is not renewed. Is not a doer, the mind is not renewed. Take note of that.
You may study the word. You may study the word to bring Jesus on the scene. You must be a doer. And to be the doer of the word, you must act the word, act in it, act upon it. The word must live in you. And grow day by day to gain supremacy over you. Are you with me? Can you see? So each time you see people, this is a minister of God, is confessing. Yes. One may study the word. But to bring Jesus on the scene, the word must live in you. Get into your blood, grow to gain supremacy over you. When you take a look at the first, Genesis 1, and you take your reading from verse 14 to 19, you get home, you find time to read. A spirit spoke in Genesis 1, verse 14 to 19. A spirit spoke. Are you there? The word of God is spirit. Creates material things. Proving that the spirit is greater than material. In that John 1 verse 14, the word became flesh. And death among us. We have the spoken word through the lips of Jesus. Then we have the spoken word through the lips of the apostles. I want us to come down to so that we go to the next lesson. We continue this message next week. Finally, that word was manifested in the flesh. As the spoken word through the lips of Jesus, as the spoken word through the lips of apostles, and finally was put upon paper in a language of men, so that we may have a permanent record of this living word. Thank you. So this is what we have today. This is why I'm saying the way I'm talking about is not in the book. This is records. This is records of apostle records. The supreme price they have paid. Here is record. The word is not in the written page. This is record. The word in the lips of believers. It is the word in the lips of believer that counts. Take this home. One can study the word to bring Jesus on the scene. The word must live in you, get into your blood, grow to gain supremacy over you. If not, study the word cannot bring Jesus on the scene. So mind can only be renewed by studying the word of God and by acting upon it. By studying the word and acting upon it. Studying it alone cannot bring Jesus on the scene. Let there be light. Light can only come when we act on the word. When the word lives in us, get into blood, into our blood, grow, gain supremacy over us. Be healed. Healing can only take place if the word lives in you, get into your blood, grow to gain supremacy over you. Thank you. Rise up. When you get home, you take the book of Acts 19, verse 20, and the Colossians 3, verse 10, and the book of James 1 verse 22. What the book of James is actually helped this matter. James gives us the secret in James 1 verse 22. What does he say? James gives us the secret in James 1 verse 32. James said, many of us are deceiving ourselves because we are not acting, we are not living, and we are not doing the word. We only study it. Are you there? James in that James 1 verse 22, as it is written here, like I have said, it's at the same time we're Christian that we are deceiving ourselves. So many of us, we are deceiving ourselves because we are not acting, we are not living, and we are not doing the word. We are only studying the word to preach it. We study the word to teach it. But we must study to live it and to act it. Then we can bring Jesus on the scene. Tell your neighbor, we must study the word and act it. Then we can bring Jesus on the scene. Yes, without at it, leave it, we cannot bring Jesus on the scene.